Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering at the Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech. SaveGCN.com is a website you may want to peruse. Rich Sheeman's with us in Montana. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. Hey, I just want to interject something real quick. I was looking out the window. One of my goats had four babies, and it looks like it could rain. So I just want to let you know, and I'll give you a heads up before I go, that I might need to help her out a little bit and get the babies out of the rain, and it won't take me very long. I'll be back,
sure.
but I just want to let you know about that, okay?
Yeah. And are you thinking of names for your baby goats?
Well, we may keep one or two, like one goat. This is our 12th goat, baby goat now, and we either sell them for $50 or give them away to a good home with people who have proper fencing and enough acreage. And they're Nigerian dwarf goats, so they really do a good job keeping the fire hazard down. And they don't need a lot of room. You know, they're really tiny. Even the biggest buck, the spine is barely up to my knees. So it's a very tiny animal. And it's really funny. We were at a party in Missoula this weekend, and we stopped at a brewery for one evening, and we had to bring a little baby goat with us because the mom wouldn't feed this one set of triplets, and so we had one baby that we were feeding because the mom was taking care of the other two. Long story short, this little baby goat owned the brewery. I mean, owned it. Everybody came up for selfies, to pet it, to feed it, to, you know, because, you know, this is like a 2-3 pound little baby animal in its first week of birth and after birth. And they are the cutest animals alive. There's probably nothing cuter than a baby Nigerian dwarf goat. And you can Google them. They're all over YouTube, and they are just hilarious. But, you know, they're pretty decent milkers. But they are also great for keeping fire hazard down, and they eat up my meadow around my structures to hopefully reduce fire hazard a little bit. So they have a lot of purpose. You just got to make sure every fruit tree, every garden, every flower is goat-proof. And it's not harder to do here in Montana because of the deer and elk anyway, so you have to do it in the first place. So, anyway, I just wanted to give you that heads up. Pardon the lengthy. You know, we don't, unless we keep them, we don't name the babies. We let the new owners name the babies, and we're just looking for good homes.
Well, sure. We've had goats in the past, and one of our goats was Samantha, Sam for short. And Sam used to like to climb on the tallest thing, whatever that was, which meant the hood of my El Camino, 1985 El Camino, and then climb from the hood to the roof, and I'd say, Sam, get down, and Sam would go, okay, slide down the windshield, slide down the hood, And so I had, you know, permanent gouges in the hood, the windshield, and the roof from the grit as Sam would slide down. But Sam would climb. Sam got along great with the cows. She would, if the cows were lying down, Sam would just climb on one of the cows and, you know, get up a little higher and get a better look. That's what goats do. And they are, and when you talked about a good fence, you're not kidding. You need a really substantial fence because the goats will find a way out. And wherever they are, they want to be on the other side of that.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
The grass is always greener on the other side for goats, no doubt about it. But, you know, we had Sonnens before, you know, the big white goats from Switzerland. I was going to use them for packing as a pack goat, and I never did. So we kind of veered off to the Nigerian dwarfs because, first of all, they're a lot cuter. They take a lot less food, and we can still milk them good enough. So if you had, you know, there's a big difference in size. So if you have, you know, a Sonnen or a Nubian or any of those bigger goats, you're going to get dents in your vehicles. And I don't park my vehicles in any of the goat pastures where the Great Pyrenees dogs roam to protect the goats. And thank God we have those because they even stop aerial attacks from eagles, hawks, ravens, because these goats are so tiny that they're vulnerable to even birds of prey.
Yeah, we had Nubian goats, and they're wonderful animals. You know, they're friendly. I remember Federal Express calling. We had a computer manufacturing company in Virginia. And Federal Express called one day, and they said, "Oh, Mr. Finelli, we're just checking in. You know, we're just updating our records. Do you still have that attack goat?" And the reason I think that it was in their database that we had an attack goat is Sam was pretty friendly. And so while the UPS driver was, you know, they opened or a Federal Express driver opened the back doors to unload the packages, the goat would climb into the truck. And the driver was terrified. And Sam did the same thing with UPS. So UPS, Federal Express, you know, any truck was viable for Sam to climb in. And Sam liked, you know, people. But not everybody knows that, you know, goats can be really, really friendly. And they typically are. They're not like rabid dogs. They're not like that at all. They're wonderful, and they come up, they want their hugs. And I'm sure you've experienced all that, where the goats want their hugs.
They are like cats, dogs, cows. And
yeah.
Except they eat grass, you know. In fact, they eat pretty much anything. So if there's something you don't want them to eat, you have to fence it. And again, when you live in a country where there's lots of deer and elk, it's not a big deal anyway. You got to do it.
They eat everything from, let's say, 3 feet up and to the ground. They eat everything. And, you know, we had a neighbor who bought some rough property, and he was trying to clean up his woods. And he had a lot of woods, you know, roughly almost a square mile. And what he did was he fenced it in, and he just let goats run in there for 2 years, and they cleaned up everything. And now our cows clean up
the homesteaders and pioneers did when they came out west. They put goats and pigs out in their forests, and eventually everything turned into pasture.
Right. It's the easy way to do it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So what is on the blackboard today for today's class, Rich?
Well, I got a lot of news, you know, basically excuse behaviors, corruption, treason, crimes, fake news, false flags, lies, gaslighting, examples. I've got some health care things, and I got some articles on Ukraine/Russia that we should discuss to give people information. But since we kind of went into the goat category, let's talk about some solutions, and let's start with we all need to go back to basics: food, water, shelter, and energy. You know, a lot of food I mean, unless you're doing, you know, you're growing it in some type of water, like hydroponics, you know, you need nutrients, you need vitamins. So you got to think about how you can supplement your soil with nutrients and vitamins, and that's one of the reasons why we have goats, we have chickens. All that extra poop laid in straw goes into the compost pile. It's so important for everybody in America to have a compost pile because you got to have some garden, even if it's a little one, and assuming you have a little piece of property. Because most of the soil in America has been mechanically and chemically destroyed, or it's been poured on by glyphosate, or, you know, people use Roundup back in the day. It's got heavy metals if you're in urban, suburban America. We have to think about relearning those old 19th century skills. There's nothing wrong with dovetailing them with 21st century technology, which I do here, a.k.a. my solar array living off-grid. Now, as far as water, a lot of independent media is starting to come out with examples why city water slash municipal water should not be used, not just the fluoride, the chlorine, the pharmaceutical drugs, all the poisons that are in these waters. Again, shelter. A lot of people say they can't afford to buy. Basically, we're at a point in time that land is going to be so important. They're not making it anymore because the elite, the rich, you know, the Bezos, the Gates, China, they're buying up everything. But think of, I just want, I'm not telling you or anybody what to do, but think about if you default on your loan. What is that called? It's called rent. But when you own a piece of property, you can have a garden, you can raise animals, you can have a little privacy, maybe do a little hunting and fishing on it, depending on your situation. And I want everybody to really think about off-grid living because we live quite rugged. You know, we've talked about this in great detail and specificity over the 11 years I've been on the air on this program. But we have to realize that our politicians, our lawyers, our bankers, our judges have sold all of us out, including given our keys to the electric grid to countries like China. So we have to start thinking outside the box and living outside the box. We have to be concerned about building skill sets. We have to be more self-sufficient. We have to look at natural resources, especially renewable natural resources. So it's all important, and, you know, I'm going to just go through a bunch of solutions because of time, okay? And all this needs to be discussed, folks. We have to have uncomfortable conversations at every venue, restaurants, gas stations, sidewalks, whatever it is. We have to tell the truth because truth is being verboten. Because the powers that be have delegitimized work, they have delegitimized standards and expectations, delegitimized qualifications. So we have to go back to, when it comes to hiring and getting jobs, we have to hire based on patriotism, intelligence, courage, hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards. And we have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Vince, did you want to say something?
Well, you said something really, really important. And you mentioned politicians and lawyers. Throw in bankers, and what you get is rulemakers. Politicians, lawyers, and bankers are rulemakers, telling us what to do and how it goes. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Live in Montana, Rich Heben. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. Folks, we have to remember that the bottom 93% of Americans, and what I mean by that, 93% of income earners, has been sanctioned. Remember, we're not supposed to own anything, and we're supposed to be happy. A lot of people refer to it as the poor and the middle class. If you've listened to me for 11 years on national radio, you've heard me mention the bottom 93%. What we are going to see is inflation of needs, deflation of assets, and the economy and the crapper. Now, you hear me talk about inflation, deflation, and stagflation a lot. Basically, that's what stagflation is. That's half of it, economy and the crapper and inflation. So we're probably going to go from a recession to a depression the way they're printing money and giving it to their buddies and not the little people. So we have to also be aware of all definitions, be aware of all these made-up unit of measures like CPI and inflation and all this stuff. Nothing means anything when it comes to that those definitions anymore. Right now, as we are speaking and doing this broadcast, 64% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Now, let me put this in perspective. Let's say I graduated high school 20, 30 years ago. Okay? And I gave a little chat to my fellow graduating students, and I said, 64% of you are going to be in poverty, living paycheck to paycheck. You know, they'd probably throw cabbages and eggs at me and boo me off the stage. That's exactly what's happening today. It's not being cynical. It's not being negative. It's using objective facts and telling the truth. So what we have allowed by not speaking up is we've allowed, us as Americans, we've allowed big government corruption to take place, and we, the American people, are underwriting the check. It's pretty obvious that the powers that be have a lot of different directions on where to go, and it's basically consolidation of power, money, and control against the little people. So if they digitize the yuan, because the powers that be, that's one of the ways that they want to go, and we lose our world reserve currency status, the U.S. dollar will collapse overnight by 40% of purchasing power and value because of we are going to default on all of our debts. We cannot print money and at the same time have all these people in government and big corporations not do their job. You got to connect the dots, just like what we were talking about regarding energy. Low energy, low fertilizer, less food. But supply and demand will always be there, especially since the installed administration has basically eliminated the rule of law with so many things, especially open borders. It's an attack on the bottom 93%. From jobs to natural resources to opportunities. So let me go on. Because of time, I'm going to be pretty brief. All politicians and lawyers and judges who are responsible for crimes by individual people coming over our borders need to be arrested, need to be indicted. All people who is admitted to be followers of the World Economic Forum, like Klaus Schwab brags about all the time on videos, when he says that that person is owned and their cabinet is owned, that person in that cabinet needs to be arrested for treason. We have to have practice what you preach laws, not just for enforcing open borders, but election fraud, the whole works. We can't have people going to parties without masks and telling other people to wear masks. We can't have the elite flying around in their private jets while telling all of us about our carbon footprint and the taxations that we're going to incur. Remember, most of what's happening is under the guise of phony benevolence, just like all this talk about depopulation. Look, none of us can say that 7.5 to 8 billion people in the world isn't too much. It's definitely debatable. But if we had voluntary depopulation instead of genocide, eugenics, wars, everything that we're seeing, drugs forced on our young people, I think everybody would be a lot better off and be happy, but we have to have these conversations.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A planned NATO exercise with about 30,000 troops from more than 25 countries from Europe and North America began in Norway on Monday. NATO said the drill, codenamed Cold Response, includes 200 aircraft and 50 vessels. NATO was sure to point out that the exercise did not have anything to do with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The training will continue into April. Chinese diplomacy takes a seven-hour tour Monday in Rome. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with his Chinese counterpart, Yang Jianche. The United States offered a stern warning for China to steer clear of Russia's war effort. Ned Price from the State Department.
Our concerns about the PRC's support to Russia in the wake of the invasion and the implications.
The suspect in last weekend's stabbing at the Museum of Modern Art was apprehended in Philadelphia early Tuesday morning. 60-year-old Gary Cabano was arrested by Philly police at the Greyhound bus station and is awaiting extradition. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Police said early Tuesday they arrested a suspect gunman who had been stalking homeless men asleep on the streets in New York City and Washington, D.C., killing at least two people and wounding three others in less than 2 weeks. As Russia's war machine continues its path of destruction, former NATO Supreme Allied Commander General Wesley Clark says Russian advances remain stalled. The general on CNN knows a thing or two about military movements.
Now, I think Russia strategically and operationally is in trouble in this special operation, as they call it. They haven't made the speed of movement. They haven't achieved their objectives. They don't have the sustainability to be able to keep pushing without these operational pauses. They're looking for something, maybe Chinese support, maybe the use of a chemical weapon, or maybe some kind of diplomatic cover that gives them an opportunity to reorganize and do something later. So they're in trouble. Tactically, this battle will be decided and operationally by the amount of munitions, stingers, javelins, and other things that we can help the Ukrainians acquire.
Scientists have confirmed that several geomagnetic storms are going to intercept Earth this week. Geomagnetic storms are caused by solar explosions hurling material into space. The results are disturbances to Earth's upper atmosphere and increased drag on objects in low orbits. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Watch it. No, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
God,
you're take my
when you go to
the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Live in Montana. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. I'm just going to go through more solutions here, folks, and then I'll probably go into some Russia-Ukraine news. All articles published in the public domain, Rich and Vince, do not make any of this stuff up. Okay, but one thing is very obvious, the propaganda, the positioning of false flags, the hoaxes, the lies, the gaslighting, the setups, the one-sided information of propaganda, it's exhausting. But I'll get to some articles after I'm done talking about solutions. And I'm going to speed it up a little bit and shortcut because of time. You've heard me use for 11 years the word decentralize. Anything centralized is going to take away the freedoms, the liberties, the options, the control of one's destiny for the bottom 93% in every context. Every context. We need to, states need to take back their federal land because the feds practice corruption as a business model. Okay? Whether it be in Montana or upstate New York, it doesn't matter. The states need to take back the land and run it accordingly for the people, by the people. State depositories for silver and gold. We have to get our state treasuries involved. The little people need a plan B. We don't need more naked shorts and paper contracts to basically eliminate reality. We also have to eliminate, speaking of, all voting machines. Everything has to be done with full transparency on paper. Congress, term limits, full transparency right now. If you had more than one all these people in Congress who are getting pensions need to be eliminated right now. Congress is, just like all politicians, has basically stolen the Social Security funds, and they're saying Social Security is going to be broke. While Congress stole most of the funds for their pet peeve products and payoffs and money laundering. So all people in Congress, Senate, their pensions need to be eliminated. If you've been voted in for one term, you're gone. It's over. Okay? We need to have five-page bills. None of these bills of hundreds and thousands of pages, and you vote on it like in a day or two. That's got to be done. No one reads this stuff anyway because these people are intellectually lazy and care about their own self-preservation and their own manufactured perception of self-importance. We need to create our own grand juries locally and in the state. Okay? We need to elect new judges representing the people. All definitions for pretty much everything needs to be pre-1990 because everything has been changed from the Googles and the big techs of the world. We have to be aware. We have to have this conversation, and I know it's going to be uncomfortable for a lot of people, but a lot of what we see, we hear, the propaganda is designed mind control. It's designed to not just delegitimize work, but mostly lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job and put one group against the other. And use victim group status, protectionist group status, while literally the little people have no protection rights or restitution under the law, and we are enabling and protecting the most corrupt with liability immunity, not just big pharma, but big government, big corporations. Wealth inequality is huge. We have to stop allowing people to be duped into fighting for their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun. We have to fight for America. We no longer have a rule of law. We have precedents. Basically, anything to do with value is gone. It's been basically deceived by political correctness and deception tools and sold to the highest bidder. Let's see. And when I talk about mind control, it's behavior modification, it's virtual reality, it's controlled emotional reactions. It's so easy to see, and I've mentioned a lot of these clinical studies over the years. You know, it's victim group, it's protectionist group status, it's hiring practices, it's not based. People really have woken up to the fact that it's never been about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, and all these politically correct buzzwords hijacked by definition. It's been designed to consolidate power, money, and control. So when we talk about mass formation psychosis, political correctness, and all these buzzwords, and how people are being groomed to be followers when they used to be thinkers, all these discussions need to take place. No more exemptions and mandates, just laws, same rules and laws for everybody. No more emergency powers because that basically means a dictatorship. It means totalitarian, authoritarian, communism, fascism is coming in and eliminating people's ability to survive. We can't use words like rhinos and neocons. We have to say it like it is, whether it be Mitt Romney, it doesn't matter. we have to use the term traitors and American sellouts. We have to talk about, when they say class warfare, that basically means the little people. Like when you hear Pelosi, have you noticed lately, and I got some articles on this, Pelosi, John Kerry, Joe Biden, Mitt Romney, have you noticed how they're panicking and talking stupid? It's because they give, first of all, they didn't even earn their jobs, but they give their sons jobs that they didn't earn. That's called protectionist group status. Have you noticed all the sons of those names that I just talked about? They're on energy boards in Ukraine. Isn't it interesting what's happening in Ukraine? And I'm going to talk about all the false flags and all the articles published in the public domain, like the Ukraine bombing, one of the false flags, Patrick Lancaster. Dozens were killed. Who were they? Their own Ukrainian neo-Nazis. And remember, all this didn't exist. The biolabs didn't exist. The neo-Nazis didn't exist. Well, now all the proof has come out, and it has. Why are these people so nervous? Is it called treason? Have they sold out our country for the benefit of feathering their own nest of their own children? Anything to do with health care, with whether it be masks, lockdowns, medicine, we need to demand peer-reviewed studies, placebo-controlled, peer-reviewed, double-blind studies. If they can't prove this to us, then we don't buy this agenda. And we need to be aware of agendas and objectives and how nefarious they are, how self-serving they are. We have to expose this and basically call out the betrayal of the trust of the people and corrupting of their professions. Phony experts, official authorities, these words mean nothing. We have to have public ideas and solutions conferences. We have to have self-sufficiency and preparedness schools, and with that includes homeschool database and database for like-minded people to share commerce and decentralize. We have to expose hypocrisies and double standards. That should be like a class. We need citizen review boards, we need public forums, and we need them on public and private venues. We need small business alliances to share costs and liabilities and create loyalty. We have to make sure people start thinking for themselves. We got to make people read, research, and verify, or they don't get a microphone, or we don't listen to their propaganda. We need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to do work for us and not the other way around. I know a lot of this is uncomfortable conversations, but we have to have venues, folks, and we have to have these discussions every day because that's what being an American is. So, Vince, do you have any comments on just some of the solutions that I know I've talked about a lot more, but I'm looking at the clock and I'm looking at all the material I want to discuss and forget about it.
Yeah, I have some comments. I'll try to make it very brief. You know, we're talking about politicians. So I've written some one-line solutions as well. And one of them is campaign promises must be honored. And the penalty for a politician who's running for office, who lies via campaign promises, gets 10 years in prison, no reduction in sentence. 10 years in prison for lying about campaign promises. Meaning, they say they're going to do one thing, and when they get in office, they go, "No, you know, that's just a campaign promise. That doesn't mean anything." Well, 10 years in prison. All food must be labeled accurately, with percentages of all contents and the countries of origin and the country and of manufacture. So why don't we have that? You know, we're talking about things that need to be done, uncomfortable conversations. That's one. Where does our food come from? What's in the jar, the can, the box, the bag? What's in there? Who made it? What's the country of origin? And if you buy a Purina dog food and you look at Sam's Club, it says country of origin, imported. Really? Dog food's now imported? Well, I guess it is. Purina. Term limits. What should they be? 1 year, 2 years, 5 years? How many terms? Just one term. One term and you're out. Kind of like George Washington. All sentences, you mentioned five pages of all bills, five pages. I'm thinking all bills, one sentence. And if they can't express in one sentence what they're trying to accomplish, then it's too complicated for us to understand and for anybody to follow. Okay. And you mentioned preparedness schools. I'm working on it, and I know you are. And so the book that I'm running and writing will have credit for school. You'll be able to, if I can pull this off, you'll be able to get credit under the university, USA Prepares, for what you've learned in the book. You'll have to take a test and prove that you understand and have learned that material. But you can take the courses that you want. And the courses are 5 minutes long. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of courses, 5 minutes long, for credit. From us, your instructors at USA Prepares. So, and also, you know, you and I have been talking, Rich, about preparedness schools. Well, we've done them. We've had preparedness schools, which would be the preparedness, you know, the Get Prepared Expo. USA Prepares Get Prepared Expo. We've done that. And, you know, I'm thinking that if we can get some funding, we'll just do it. We'll just build the school and do our very best to teach people in person, via the internet, via the books that we've written and the books that we are going to write. Those are my thoughts. Back to you.
Okay, very good thoughts, Vince. And you know, there's so much to discuss. You know, especially with all the corruption that goes on at the highest levels in our country and worldwide. And you know, talking about ideas and solutions as we have occasionally throughout the broadcast over the years, you just can't do it all. You know, I think there's a major wake-up going on right now in America, but we have to dovetail that wake-up with solutions and action plans for the people, the individual, the family, for Americans. You know, you were talking about politics.
Yeah, Rich. Yeah, you know, I was thinking, Rich, as you've been talking, you know, we have had the best preparedness expos ever. No one's had a better preparedness expo than we have at USA Prepares. Who would be better to teach preparedness going forward than USA Prepares?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us in class. We've been talking about preparedness for 11 years, and it's really time. It's actually way past time. I don't see any good news anywhere other than the fact that we're creating this school. Other than that, it's hard to find any good news. Rich?
Well, yeah, most news isn't even legitimate. I mean, you were talking about politicians, so let me whip out three quick articles here. Voter Georgia.org president investigation of 2020 Georgia election reveal massive fraud and tampering with ballots and voting machines. Next article, Houston's elections administrator Isabel Longoria claims 10,000 ballots weren't counted in recent primary because staff was too tired. No one's doing their job. Another hit job by Mark Elias. Democrats file lawsuit to block three Republicans from Wisconsin ballot for challenging the 2020 election. No one's doing the job. Look, we have no enforcement of rules. We have questionable, legitimate votes, big time. It's been proven thousands of times. No accountability. We have to start asking, whether it be state legislatures not doing their job, why are we paying government workers? Why? Is it all about just... You know, like an article right here, congressional staffers get 21% pay raise. Is this hush money? Is this money to buy votes and loyalty? That's what it seems to be, because no one is doing their job. So what I'm going to do now, folks, is I'm going to go, because we have limited time, I'm going to skip around a little bit here and go to some Russia/Ukraine news, published articles in the public domain. We're not making any of this stuff up, but I'm going to rip off quick stuff to get through the next break. Breaking video. Russia tells the U.S. we have found your biological weapons. Next, uncovered web pages show Barack Obama led an effort to build there's pathogens. Think about that, folks. Wow. And no one's being arrested. Next, documents reveal U.S. Department of Defense was funding Ukrainian biolabs. Russian releases list of biological agents like salmonella, E. coli, anthrax, plague. I know it sounds like I'm making this stuff up, folks, but it's all over the independent media. You're not hearing a word. Remember all the old conspiracy theory? There's no biological labs in Ukraine, especially funded by the U.S. Well, that cat's out of the bag. Next, Russia releases alleged captured documents before U.N. Special Counsel meeting exposing evidence of U.S. military biolabs. Next, the World Health Organization advises Ukraine to destroy high-threat pathogens in health labs to prevent spread of infection. Maybe also to prevent spread of information and truth, you think? Next, America's parasite ruling class will fight Russia to the last American and Ukrainian. Remember, folks, everybody calling for war has hordes of food, hordes of money, and tons of underground bunkers. They're protecting themselves. They want you to die. Next, Russian allegations that built U.S. biolab in Ukraine found to be valid as per report. Next, Hunter Biden firm Rosemount Seneca invested in firm tied to Ukrainian biolabs. Why do you think Joe Biden, Mitt Romney, Pelosi, all these people who have their sons working in Ukraine under the guise of some other company like Power? Do you think maybe they're getting nervous because all this corruption, money laundering, and biolabs are connected? I'm just asking. Just asking. Next, China amplifies Russian claims about secretive U.S. bioweapons research in Ukraine. So now even China has been aware of what's going on, and they're asking questions. Next, Paul Craig Roberts. The U.S. is hiding biowarfare laboratories in 30 countries, 30. This is what happens when we install politicians. This is what happens when we don't speak up. This is what happens when political correctness takes over. This is what happens when we delegitimize work and demand the bars of standards and expectations for a job to be eliminated. Our bars of standards and expectations and qualifications right now in America, folks, are the lowest it's ever been in its history. Next, U.S. Embassy in Ukraine removes all references to biolabs in country as criminal cover-up widens an ongoing Russian invasion. Next, Germany to buy dozens of U.S. F-35 to replace bombers, citing Putin's war in Ukraine. The military-industrial complex is making money at the same time. We'll be right back after this break. Vince, I'd love your comment on these articles after we come back.
We'll be right back. Rich Even, live in Montana. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. It's on Amazon, the book. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.